Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again by the superintendent of the Panorama Community School District, Sean Holloway, joining us for our monthly interview here. And we've got school next week already. It's crazy to think that we're already through a whole summer, and those kids are going to be back to hitting the books. And we're going to talk about a couple of things, including those last-minute reminders for parents and students to be aware of so that they can be ready to go on the 23rd. Sean, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, just taking care of a couple of things there from the last school board meeting. You continued discussion on a soccer sharing agreement with Ader Casey Guthrie Center. Tell us about how those discussions went.
Yeah, we had another discussion about soccer sharing, and that went really well at the board table. Brought some information to the board members that they had requested. So the next step for us will be to have that be an action item at our September meeting, and it appears like that will be a go.
There were a couple concerns here and there that were brought up by certain board members for various reasons. What's kind of been the board's consensus now that they have more information?
I would say the vast majority of all of them are on board with soccer sharing. I think they see that as a win for students in the area. I think last year we showed that we could have a program and it can stand on its own. And, you know, what I tried to say, it's a little bit like our sharing agreement with Perry for swim. It's good for our kids. It helps their program a little bit. And so I think we're trying to look at it the same way with soccer. Is if there's some kids in the ACGC district that want to play soccer and we're an option for them, and then I think it's a win-win for both sides. So I think that will be a go.
And while we're talking about those types of agreements, are there any other sharing agreements with any other school districts for any other activities that the public should be aware of?
So we do girls swim with Perry. We also have an agreement with Carroll for the boys swim. Other than that, the soccer would be the only other one on the table.
Just tying up some loose ends there from the last couple of board meetings. I'm not sure you guys have discussed this yet, but we're always looking at athletic agreements. It kind of comes around this time of year. Are there going to be any changes to how athletic trainers or athletic medical staff are utilized there in Panorama?
Our system will remain the same. Aaron Kirtley is our athletic director, who's also a certified athletic trainer, so that's a nice benefit for us, obviously, to be able to have her in the building on a daily basis and at the vast majority of our ball games. And yeah, she's able to handle that load for us, and that's worked out well in the past, and will continue to.
Of course, looking forward to the new school year. There are a couple of new things coming in. The biggest is probably security with the new door system. Kind of remind the public, in case they're visiting their kiddos or they need to come to the school for various reasons, how they get in to the building.
Yeah, that's a great question. So our electronic access system is now up and running. And so starting on Monday the 20th, our buildings will be secured the way they will be for the school year. And so what that means for any visitors that are visiting the building during the school day is that at the front door, when they come, they'll just have to hit the access button that's probably going to be located on the nearest wall from that door. That will then signal to one of our secretaries within the building. There's a video monitor. They can see who it is. They can grant that person access, or if it's someone they aren't expecting or don't know or something seems to be not quite right, then one of the administrators then can, you know, actually go outside and visit with that person before they grant them access. So that's kind of the procedure there. Same way with our kids, right? I mean, you know, maybe it's a little different than when you and I or, you know, our parents were in school, but a lot of our kids will take classes at, you know, at DMAC, and so they might come late during the school day. Same way for the kids, you know, they'll be able to gain access by the buzz in. In each of our buildings, we've tried to make sure that then any visitors are obviously steered right towards our office. So I think what we've put in place last spring and then this summer will be a nice addition. Hopefully here then in the first part of the fall, our interior cameras in our secondary building will be in place. I want to say there's over 50 interior cameras that will be placed in hallways and entrances and whatnot to kind of work in conjunction with that electronic access system.
So if you're familiar with the Ader Casey Guthrie Center in West Central Valley exterior entrance systems, it's very similar here at Panorama, so shouldn't be too difficult to figure that out. The other big thing is the conversion of the atrium into that new library and learning center. How is that going, and is there going to be an official public opening for that, or is that just going to be open the first day of school?
The goal is just to have it open the first day of school. Furniture is arriving every day. We fully expect to have the new library space open and ready to go for our kids on the 23rd. You know, all the books and those types of things have been moved. You know, obviously, anytime you move a space like that, there's probably going to be a few wrinkles that we have to think about once we're up and going. And at that point, then we'll try to make those as smooth as possible as well.
While we have technology and new spaces, we also have new people coming into the building, not just students, but also instructors. So kind of give us a rundown of who's new in the building.
In terms of our certified staff, we have three new teachers in our district this year. And so what's nice about that is there's very little turnover. Sydney Mesh will be a middle school language arts instructor. Mike Kozlerich is a sixth grade science and social studies teacher. And then Michelle Grimler will be our three-year-old preschool instructor.
And Mike Kozlerich, also the new head football coach for the Panorama football team. Sean, any other reminders for parents or kids as they get ready for school?
I think, the one thing I would mention is on August 21st, we have our elementary, our K-5 parent-teacher conferences that night. You know, we've traditionally done that in the past, but one thing we're going to try right in line with that is to have an open house at our secondary building. So the change we made is all of our staff, their work day that day is from noon to 8 p.m., and so it'd be a nice chance for all of our kids, but especially any new students, to be able to come in the building, find lockers, get their materials where they need to be, visit classrooms. Teachers will be in the building, like I mentioned. So I think that will be a good thing. I know our teacher leader group is working on some supper being served and some other things that are happening that night. So I think we'll build on that. You know, this is the first year we've done things this way. And so I think it's kind of just the foundation, and we hope to build on that in the future. But on August 21st, noon to 8 p.m., the buildings will be open. In the secondary building, really, it's more that 5 to 8 time frame where I think there will be some activities happening. So I would welcome people to come out for that.
All great things. Once again, that's the superintendent at Panorama Schools joining us for his monthly chat on Let's Talk Guthrie County, Sean Holloway. As always, Sean, thanks so much.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.